Corruption in positions of power is far from the latest scandal, but in one Asian country, it's revealing the underbelly of a society. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Plus, collaboration is the name of the game, uniting a ministry with roots in South Asia to a ministry with roots in Latin America for a meeting in West Africa. We'll make some sense of that story in about 3 minutes. You won't want to miss it. We'll start today in Malaysia, where the human rights inquiry into the abduction of Pastor Raymond Koh finally has a few answers. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman details the most important finding.
This Human Rights Commission in Malaysia have come out with this report stating that it really was special forces or their special branch in Malaysia that are behind this.
The special branch is the Police Intelligence Unit. What's alarming is that Koh's abduction appears to be state-sanctioned. In February 2017, this unit launched a military precision snatching in broad daylight. But why Raymond Koh?
Pastor Koh has been very much of an activist, trying to bring more religious freedom into Malaysia, as well as a pastor and as a minister of the gospel, telling others about Jesus. And, you know, he has been accused of bringing Muslims to Christ.
4 months earlier, a social activist and two church leaders also disappeared in much the same way. Musselman says as Malaysia pushes towards adopting Sharia law, these attacks send a message.
If you're going to be involved in trying to bring people to Christianity, there's going to be a price to pay. And so we need to be continuing to pray for the safety of those that are brave enough to continue to share the message of Christ.
Next, the National Religious Broadcasters, or NRB Convention, is North America's largest trade event for Christian communicators. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says a lot of his conversations at NRB revolved around one core question.
What partnership will enable us to get to more people more quickly with the news on which their eternity depends?
Today, RHM is building on those conversations. They hope to expand the reach of Hutchcraft's radio program, A Word With You. Along with English.
We're now in Mandarin and Spanish. We're in Hindi. We're now in Arabic, the 5 most spoken languages of the world. But we're looking at other unreached places, Japan being one, Russia being one. Others are on our heart. And so we're finding out who has the strongest ability to deliver a message in certain areas.
So pray for the leaders of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries as they search for strategic partnerships.
You just got to hold what you got lightly and not care who gets the credit, not care who gets the glory.
There's a place for you in this story too. Find it at missionnews.org.
While we're in a world that seems like it's getting farther from God, they also seem more ready for Jesus than they've ever been. So we're working on more and more tools that will equip the everyday believer to be the primary messenger of the gospel.
And Bibles for the World is spreading the gospel in Ivory Coast, West Africa. They provided scripture to every person who recently attended the Louis Palau Festival back in February. The Love Cote d'Ivoire Festival had 100,000 attendees this year, and many gave their lives to Christ. Jeff McClendon tells us.
Well, in Abidjan, just last month, there were 19,000 people who registered decisions for Christ, salvation decisions for Jesus Christ. And 19,000 is pretty remarkable.
This event took place after almost a year of church training and mobilization, along with the help of 2,200 local churches. A week of events, including eyeglass clinics and school outreaches, led up to the festival. Bibles for the World was there to make sure that each attendee received a copy of Scripture.
Our role as a Scripture provider, a partner with the Palau team, to make sure that people have the gospel in their hands. And also for those people who come to faith, we provide New Testaments in order for them to be able to go deeper into Scripture and to actually be discipled through the New Testament through those local churches.
So pray for these new believers as they get rooted in their faith. Pray for the churches as they disciple. If you want to know more about this story or others from today's broadcast, go to missionnews.org and find your place in the story. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.